Opening day for the Biloxi Shuckers. Happiest day on the calendar. 2024 season gets underway at 6:35 with the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. We welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show and an opening day. And for every Friday throughout the 2024 season, I'm Javik Blank, and I'm joined by Shuckers manager Joe Arol. Joe, it's opening day. Nothing better on the calendar than this.
Let's go. Excited to be here, man.
What's the atmosphere like in the clubhouse and the coaches' room coming into today?
Boys are fired up. I mean, anytime you're starting the season, you go through a grind of spring training, you're prepping for this moment, and boys are ready to go.
How exciting is it to actually have games that count? You said you go through spring training, you play all these backfield games, you go time and time again, all in Arizona, you finally get to Biloxi, couple days of practice, exhibition game, practice, and now finally a game. It's got to feel good, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely feels good. I tell the guys every year, my former strength coach, Jonah Murgan in Carolina, he goes, "Are you giving them your speech today?" I said, "Of course." And that means these games count on your baseball card. So when you're my age, you're 52 years old, you kick back, you talk to your kids, they can actually look at your card. These are the ones that count. All these RBIs, home runs, strikeouts for the pitchers, they all add up on that baseball card now.
You have a number of opening days in your belt, whether as a player or a manager. What's your best opening day memory?
Ah, man. This one right here, we're going to make it happen. I love them all. I mean, just every level as a player, you know, coach, manager, they all mean a lot. Just the start of the season, hopefully you get it off on a good start. And it's always great to be here. Enjoy the opportunities.
You talk about opening day as a manager. Do you remember your first opening day as a manager?
Yes, Sarasota Reds, Florida State League. I was in my hometown. One of my best buds, Ryan Jackson, we grew up together. He actually got hired by the Reds, so I had he was a hitting coach. I was the manager. So for the Sarasota Reds, I had a few big leaguers on a team, Jay Bruce and Johnny Cueto. A few other ones came up later in the year, Justin Turner, Todd Frazier. So it was a real fun year, fun opening day, and we got after it.
How have you grown as a manager since that first opening day?
A lot. I think definitely, you know, as a player, the guys I played for try to, you know, hone those things I liked, didn't like. As a hitting coach, you know, what I liked as a hitting coach, just kind of blended that and just, you know, a lot of screw-ups. You know, you learn from your mistakes and, you know, just get out there, support the guys, and hopefully the team comes together and we have a fun year.
First couple of days here in Biloxi and with the exhibition game under your belt, what's impressed you about this group so far?
Just the overall makeup of this team. I mean, they are tightly wound. I mean, they're the great group of guys. They know each other. They've worked together for a few years, and it's fun seeing them all together.
How much easier does that make your job when they're all tightly knit like that?
Oh, a lot easier. It makes it more fun. I just walk in, hey, good to see you guys. But, you know, you got some leaders on this team that run that clubhouse, and there's a lot of them, so it's a fun group.
Hey, you walk into the clubhouse today, you got music playing around the field. We got music playing and guys ready to go. What do you got in your pregame playlist for opening day?
I got a mix of everything. You know, anything but classical or jazz I'm in. So I just go with the vibe and feel it.
So out on Beethoven?
Out on Beethoven. I might be more of a big booty mix number 12.
Takeaways from the exhibition game a couple of days ago. What impressed you on the pitching side?
All of them. Just a mix. I mean, we got a bunch of guys into the game. They filled the zone. Mixed their pitches well, and did a good job. Of course, one of them did so good, we sent him up to AAA.
On the hitting side, Brock Wilken really impressed. Was up four times, reached base all four times. What could you take away from those guys and those at-bats? You mixed everybody, and everybody got a couple of opportunities.
Yeah, a lot of quality at-bats. I mean, that's our motto. Good swing decisions, knowing their zone, going up there, trying to do some damage. And, of course, Wilken did that, smoking one off the foul pole. I think we had three other RBI doubles, Martinez, Murray, and Warren in that game as well. So we got top to bottom in that lineup. We got some guys that can do some damage.
One of the big things with Ethan Murray coming into this year, we've heard a lot about his advances with the bat on the power side of things. What have you seen from the strength side in spring training and from the exhibition game?
His all-around game. I had him a couple years ago. Always known him. He's a very smart player. Went to Duke. Headsy guy. So no matter where I put him on the infield, he's going to be playing some second, short, and third. But it's really good to see him, you know, hone his skills at the plate, you know, using the whole field, lining the ball, and doing damage.
We've seen a couple of guys with that positional versatility. Murray's one. Xavier Warren got a chance in the outfield. Eduardo Garcia has never played the outfield in pro ball, but he's on this roster as an outfielder. How important to you is that positional versatility?
Oh, it's great, especially when you get up to the higher levels. I mean, this is the minor leagues. You want them to try different positions. We got our guys that are going to be, you know, Brock Wilkins, we're going to be at third base, or Ernesto Martinez mainly first, but some of these other guys are going to be playing multiple positions. So if they do get called up at some point, you know, who knows, this year, next year, whenever, you know, it's not the first time they've mixed in, played a different position.
How excited are you for what's going to happen in about 6:35?
I'm fired up. Looking forward to hearing play ball.
You need a brick wall to run through?
No, I don't want to get injured before, so no brick wall needed. I'd look like the big Kool-Aid man shooting through the wall.
Joe, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck tonight. Looking forward to a fun year.
Thanks a lot.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shankers and the Biscuits at 6:35.